Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I'm your host, Crispy and Man. Welcome to Survivor Game, Ghost Island. Is it Game Changers? This is not Game Changers. Game Changers was last year. It was around this time last year. Ghost Island recap for episode number 4 of the season of Survivor. Wow, I can't believe it's episode 4. It feels like it's going so fast right now. I feel like Survivor is going so quickly this season. I feel like it's kind of, you know, it's on a pretty good quick pace this season. It's just, I don't know, I'm just not used to it. You know, I'm just not used to actually, you know, being like going this quick. And I've noticed the dynamics in the game have changed so much over the course of the last day. First they're going to target one person, and then another person's going to target. And it's like it keeps on changing. The target keeps changing each and every week. It's amazing, you know, it's just amazing. One target is up and then another one goes, and oh man, it is crazy. It is just a crazy season, you know, and this is probably one of the pretty good I think this is a pretty good season on top of, which one was it? Game Changers last year at this time. This is another interesting, they're all interesting seasons. Even the Heralds versus Healers versus Hustlers, that was good too. That was an interesting season as well. So let's get right into it. Where was it? Dom got the advantage. Dom got the legacy advantage from Morgan. Obviously, we know that Morgan is out of this game now. She is not in the game. She got voted out last week. So he has the legacy advantage. I know he talked about some kind of advantage, somewhat. I think he was talking about it. I believe that was the idol. That could have been the idol that he was talking about. As we'll talk about that as we go on. I forget what the legacy advantage was. I forget what it was. I believe that legacy advantage was the idols that James left. I think that was it. I think that was the one. It was the one that James he got voted out with two idols. So I don't know if that's a double idol. I don't know. Or is that like it does that two idols, you can use it twice or something. So maybe, I don't know. We'll talk about that as we go on through this recap tonight. We will talk more about this, you know, legacy advantage. And then that was willed to him from Morgan. So obviously, I guess if he goes out and he still has them, then obviously he has to will it to someone else. And then someone else, I don't know. You don't know, but hopefully it doesn't happen. But no, it isn't the James's idol. Sorry, it is the one that you only can use on day 13. Not day 13, when there's 13 people left, or there was 6 people left, I believe. That's the one. I believe that was Sarah's, and back in Game Changers, I think. I think it was the one, it was from Game Changers. That was the one that I'm thinking. It is the one that was used and Survivor Game Changers last season. Yeah, that is the one. It's one of them. I think it was Sarah that had it. Lucina, she had that, I think. Or was it someone else? I forget. It was someone that had it last year. Some tribe member had it. And then, obviously, she tried to use it for herself. She was holding on to it, and she tried to use it. But it was only able to be used to one person. Yeah, I remember that now. You probably remember who I'm talking about. Is you can only use it on day 13. Keep saying day 13. 13 people left for 6 people left. I believe we also saw that a few seasons ago as well, where they used this a legacy advantage And I believe that was Millennials versus Gen X. I think that was the first time. And I can remember who it was. I know she actually liked my tweet a while back. I believe that was... what was her name? I know who I'm... I can see that I'm picturing this castaway in my mind here. What is her name? I am just completely blanking myself here. No comment from you guys out there. The listeners, what was her name? She got voted out because of rocks. I remember that. Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X. Sorry. I know it was in Millennials versus Gen X. I know it was in the Millennials versus Gen X season. I know it because I remember that very well. It was, not Sunday. It was Jessica Lewis. That's it. Yes, I should know that. I should know her name well enough. Yeah, Jessica got voted out because of rocks. She was the first one that had that advantage ever. And I think it was willed to someone else. I forget who it was. David, maybe? Or was it Ken? Maybe it was, I forget who it was. But as soon as she got voted out, she got voted out, and it got willed to someone else, and then I guess it was used. I think it was used. I remember. I can't remember. 2 years. Well, what, a year ago? About a year and a half ago, almost now, since that happened. But yeah, they brought that back. Obviously, I guess it was because it. It never did get used because I think if I remember correctly, they never did use it. So I think it was like a cursed advantage, I think. Don't forget also this season we're seeing idols that were, you know, cursed as well. Like someone goes home with the idol in their pocket. That's another thing that we will see in this season as well. So let's get right into the rest of this. Let's move on to Chris came back from Ghost Island. He returned from Ghost Island. Reward challenge. You have to go out to this is episode number 3, not 4. Sorry, 4. That's the third episode of Survivor Ghost Island. I apologize. I didn't realize that until I read my note. Look down at my notes for a second. So reward challenge. Two members of the tribe will start the tribe flags on the shore. Once told, they will make their way to the water to get a ring. And then one castaway must be touching the ring and the tribe's flagpole simultaneously to score a point. The first to score to 3 points wins a feast of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with a ice cold milk. That sounds like a real, really good reward challenge right there. So before the challenge, also Jeff revealed that someone will be going to. So the winner gets that, but they also have to pick somebody to go to Ghost Island. Or they have to pick someone that goes to Ghost Island, obviously. Instead of going after the immunity challenge, they will be going after the reward challenge. They will be going after the reward challenge instead of, after the immunity challenge there. Now, this is different. You know, I consider this kind of different from what they did before. I did not expect it to actually where they're going to be going to Ghost Island after the reward challenge. I was expecting, you know what, we're going to do it after the immunity challenge. But no, they did something different this time around. So it was a little different this time around. They switched things up, you know. They kind of switched things up this time around. They decided to, you know, like, okay, we're going to switch it up. We are going to actually do it after the reward challenge. So, and I'm sure that's what production actually thought about doing, I'm sure, when they were planning up the season last year. They thought, okay, you know what, we're going to switch it up. And, you know, and they have now. If you lose at the immunity challenge, you do go to the tribal council. You could be voted out of this game. you know, you are very much vulnerable in this game once again. So let's go right into the actual challenge itself. Brendan and Michael versus Chris and Wendo. Chris went right for the ring. He got it. And then I think Wendo went after. Chris got a point. So it was 1-0 Navidi. And then everyone was fighting for the ring. And then Jenna got to their flagpole, the flagpole, 2-0 Navidi. And then it was Bradley was there versus James and a couple of the other tribe members of theirs. And then so pretty much so I think Wendell also, sorry, Bradley threw it, sorry, someone threw it to Bradley. Like, it was thrown to Bradley. Malolo scored. It was 2-1 Navidi. So obviously Malolo kind of, you know, lowered the number of, like, the score of the challenge. So now it is 2-1 Navidi. So Laurel swimming to the ring, Stephanie at the ring, and then obviously there was some moment where they were kind of have their hand around the neck, just like, watch the neck. So obviously you don't want them to choke or anything or get injured or whatsoever. So obviously that's why Jess did watch the neck. And I know in the past season, I think they stopped. They actually stopped it. Like, they said, stop, stop, stop. Like, stop the challenge. And I think he had to step in. And I think the one castaway had to do that at one point where they had to, not had to do it, but they were pulled out. They were asked to sit out because of their actions. So I guess there are specific rules in Survivor. You cannot do that, especially in challenges. So obviously you gotta follow the rules or you can be disqualified, just like Emmett was in his season of Big Brother Canada. I don't know why I'm mixing the two up, honestly. So Navidi got to the pole and wins reward. Navidi will have to send someone to Ghost Island. And they decided to do rocks again. And I was like, oh, come on. Why do rocks? Like, really, why do the rocks? Rocks is, I don't know. I don't agree with the whole rock thing. Like, why let them choose fate and choose rocks? Why cannot they? It seems like, in my opinion, they cannot decide what they want to do, who they want to send to Ghost Island. They don't know who to send to Ghost Island. They just have no idea who they want to send. So it's like, okay, we don't know who we're going to send, so we're going to let them draw rocks. So I don't know. Maybe that's the logic behind it. So they drew rocks once again, and I kind of rolled my eyes like, oh, really? More rocks? I was not happy about it. I was not happy about the fact that they were drawing rocks again. You know, it was not, I'd rather they just make a decision, you know? Why not just make a decision and stick with it, you know? Maybe put like a, I don't know, big threat out there, or maybe someone weaker, or like, well, I wouldn't put someone strong, because, you know, with Ghost Island, you can get like an advantage, you can get an idol, you can get two idols, three idols, whatever, you know, you can get idols regardless. So maybe putting a big threat might not be a good idea. But so rocks, it was Kaylin that is going to Ghost Island this time around, as she got the white rock. So they have white and black rocks, I believe. They change the colors every season. Sometimes it's like white rock, purple rock, yellow rock. It changes every season. They seem to change. They must have a whole different bag of different rocks that they have, that they use every season on Survivor, like, just kind of goes in circulation. I don't know, or maybe there's certain color rocks for, like, certain things, like for challenges, maybe for Tribal Council, in case there's a deadlock vote. You never know. So she will be back for the next immunity challenge. Kellen said this is her biggest fear, is being left on an island alone. She had to play Game of Chance. It was a secret advantage for a vote. Now, she really, really, really thought about this strongly on what she should do. And she said, you know what, maybe it's just best I don't play the game a chance. So that way, she still has her vote if they lose the next tribal council and they are off to tribal council and to vote someone out of this game. So she said, you know what, I'm going to keep my vote. And it will, she's going to stick to it. She'll keep her vote. And that way, they can, she can still vote with the four, I think it's four strong as well, she said. She said that there, she would still vote with the four strong. I believe that was the Malolo or the Navidi four. I think I have it written here in a bit. So, yeah, she said, no, I'm not going to take it. I want to still vote with the four or five strong. Also talking about being out of the, and then I also talked to about being out of it. Okay. Now we're going to talk about Chris. Chris finding out Chris hiding out and I don't know. And then, so Chris, talking about, getting Dom or Wendell out of this game. And, he was kind of talking about it. And also Chris calling him out. Also, Laurel not happy about, you know, getting out Wendell or Dom. Obviously, Laurel, she wants to keep Dom or Wendell at this point. She does. She wants to keep Dom or Wendell in this game. So, going right to the Muni Challenge, they have to swim out to a, I guess it's like a wall. It's like a bamboo wall. Well, not a wall, but it's like a cage. Bamboo cage. They have to go up and around, jump in. And then once they do that, they have to open the trap door. Once they do that, they have to bring out this big crate, heavy crate. And they have to carry it through the door. And they have to carry it right to shore. And then once they do that, they have to, from there, they have to actually put the crate down. They have to fix the track. And then they have to slide the crate down the track. And then once they do that, then they will pretty much, they will bring it down. And once they do that, they can open it, unlock it with a key, and then toss balls. Last one to stand will win immunity, safe from tribal council. The loser will go to tribal council. Someone will be voted out. The fourth person voted out of this game. So Desiree was set up for Navidi. Chris and Michael were at the cage. Malolo got to the cage. Navidi took a while with the door. Obviously, they struggled to get the door open. And then Navidi got the door open. Malolo was at the track already. Malolo got the track fixed to the right. They got the track actually straightened out. Malolo with two, and then with two balls, and then they had three balls. Brandon knocks off a ball. Navidi got their track back. The track back on, straightened out. Navidi was throwing balls. Was four, and then it went to 4-3 Malolo. Navidi went four. Sebastian missed. Navidi wins immunity, which means Malolo is going to tribal council. And then Kellen was happy she didn't use her, the game of chance. She didn't do the game of chance. And she still has that number, that vote. She still has all of that, which is really good for her. And she will stay strong with the numbers. And then, so Bradley said it was a good challenge. They were playing both. And also Bradley was talking about, he was playing a Rob Zestanino or Kim Spradlin game. Obviously, I don't know why. Rob Mariano or Kim Spradlin, game. And then Stephanie talking about, getting Chelsea out and talking about if they have an idol from the original tribe. So obviously, there's some idol talk going on, and they don't know if they're trying to figure out who has an idol, if there's an idol out there that is already been found. You don't know, right? You just don't know what the idol is, where the idol is. talking about doing Michael, getting Michael out, and I think it's Michael that has the idol. Yeah, it is Michael. Michael has two, the James idol, I believe. If I remember, yes, he does. Sorry, he does. Michael has the James's idol from Survivor China. So honestly, I think he has two of them, both of them, both idols that he found. He actually has both of them. I don't know how James found both of them. I think he was kidnapped for something or to the other tribe for like, I don't know, for the night or 24 hours or something. And then when they're not looking, he took it. So that's probably why he had two. If I'm correct, if I remember, I might have to go back, watch China, Survivor China one of these days and look for myself. So, they were talking about, you know, two of them being Stephanie. He said he's doing this. Okay, so also Michael said he's going to do pull the. He's going to use the idol. Sorry, he's going to use the idol on two of them. Or like two of the girls or something, or being on Stephanie. Pretty much he's going to play both idols on two of the four, and obviously they're going to have to vote. I think they said they're going to vote Bradley out. He said he's going to do this during the middle of tribal council, so he's going to do it straight right smack in the middle of tribal council. So he's going to do it right there. He wants to get Bradley out, obviously, and he wants to, you know, he wants to actually to reverse the curse on James's idols, obviously. So tribal council, Desiree, Sebastian had to get fire, as you know, in the game, fire represents life in this game. And then also Desiree says awkward initiation. It was the initial in the little alliance, initiation in the little alliance. Also defined a crack in the alliance as well. Bradley's in running that side, and then Bradley was talking about, you know, moving further in this game as well. And then also it is visible when not visible. Michael brought out his idol, double idol. He said he's going to use it tonight, so he's going to obviously use the idol and on two of the four. And obviously they are putting their votes on Bradley. So they said, we're putting our votes on Bradley. We're going to get him out of this game. So, also talking about Chelsea as well. And then, extending the arm out to Chelsea. Sorry, not getting Chelsea out. Sorry. Extending the arm out to Chelsea. So, maybe getting her on the number side. Maybe she'll vote with them. And, you know, maybe she'll be safe for a while longer. You know, I think they're trying to extend all this branch to them. So trying to extend the arm out to a few other people as well as an option. Also, Michael said if they are now out on the outs, if they are now out, they will make that move as well. So they're going to the vote. Stephanie voted for Bradley. Never seen a grown man whine this much. That's what she said. Jeff tallied the vote. Michael played his idol for one person. I believe it was Stephanie, I think. I don't remember. Or it was somebody. So Bradley won the votes. Go to Bradley. Two votes for Bradley. Three votes for Bradley. Four votes for Bradley. And then Brandon. Two votes for Brandon. Three votes for Brandon. Four votes for Brandon. Fourth person voted out of Survivor Ghost Island, Brandon. So next week, they'll be running strong. The Bonzo will also Bonds. Also, facing Trust. You know, they're talking about they're gonna be like facing Trust next week as well. So that should be a really interesting episode next week as well. I'm looking forward to it. And I don't know if they're gonna do another double episode. Maybe not. I know there's a couple seasons ago they did a double episode of Survivor. They did a double episode, and I like the double episodes. I know it's actually good timing too, because Big Brother Canada is on before Survivor, so Survivor has that extra hour if they have to put in an extra hour of an episode down the road. And they're perfect. They got everything all figured out perfectly. So with that, that's it for this episode of Everything Mario TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only platforms. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, @ChrisBeOnTheWeb. And I will see you guys tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada recap. Also, you'll see something very special on social media tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's a special podcast that is not Everything About Reality TV, but do check it out. The TVLTW show is coming tomorrow for the first time. The first episode is going to be released on that on the two audio platforms that I have set on. So check that out, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye for now.